What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. You see the name in the back. Before we get started, hit that click now, subscribe button. Let me sip some of my juice. Don't forget the video version goes to my YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Audio version goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. We got a few topics to get into today. Simone Biles returning the comments. And we get into some NBA trades at first. All right. What do we got? The new news. We got Julius Randle and the Knicks. They extended him 4 years. I mean, Julius Randle's good, but he can't be here. If you plan on like having a winning tradition, Julius Randle is your number one guy. Nah, he's more of a number three, to be honest with you. Report, Kelly Oubre Jr. reaches 2-year deal with the Hornets. I mean, like, I was wondering what the Hornets going to do anything. You know, like, they didn't really do nothing. I mean, my friend, he don't really like this move. You know, he's a Hornets fan, too. He don't really like this move. But, I mean, it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing. And Kelly Oubre can ball out like he did with the Suns. It could be good. Pelicans keeping Hernan Gomez. Report, Birch remains with Raptors. Hawks reach deal to bring back Williams. So Lou Williams is coming back on a 1-year deal. I think it was for $5 million. George Hill returns to the Bucks on a 2-year deal. So he'll be a backup point guard. Kaminsky reportedly returning his Suns. I don't know why. Kaminsky, I mean, he should be out the league. He's a liability. He's not an asset. 76ers, Green agreed to deal. Danny Green, 2-year deal to stay with the Sixers. But not big. We're still waiting to see what happens with Ben Simmons. If Ben Simmons gets traded, or if Dennis Schroeder might get traded still. I mean, it might be a sign and trade, but he's definitely not going back to the Lakers. He overplayed his hand tremendously. And that's really that for that. Let me get into the Simone Biles return to comments. I felt like she only returned because the criticism she was getting. To try to appease some of the criticism. You know, let me get this. Let me be clear about this when I say this. Yes, athletes do get criticized. And celebrities and entertainers in general get criticized more than the average person. Yes, because you're in the spotlight or stuff like that. You know. But at the end of the day, if you take all that criticism and you just let it control your life, You get sensitive about it. You feel some kind of way. It doesn't look good. You should really care about what everybody thinks about you. Like, as long as you're comfortable in your own skin and you're happy with your life, you know, are your bills paid? Is your rent paid? Do you got everything that you need in life? If you do, you really should care what people think about you after that. So, first of all, Simone Biles, even though, you know, podcasters and sports people criticize her, don't take it with a grain of salt. Don't sit there and, you know, dwell on it and try not to get sleep over it, you know. So, let me say that before I get into it. So, I feel like she basically tried to return to try to appease the people criticizing her. Calling her a quitter, and she was a quitter. The way she did it, I mean, it was non-classy. Then, like, I want to really get into her comments about people wanting female athletes to fail, and they're under more. She said they're under more criticism and scrutiny than male athletes. Get out of here with that, man. Like, that's bogus. That is so false a narrative. First of all, women's sports doesn't even get the attention that male athletes get. Every single basketball player that somebody considers as a great player, the standards they're held to is if they won a championship or not. Charles Barkley's, John Stockton's, Karl Malone's. Like, there's plenty of great players that don't win championships. Everybody, there's not enough championships for everybody. That means one great player would have to win a championship every single year. You know? And, I mean, every single NBA player that's great, I don't care how great they are. If they got a championship, he was great, but he don't got a championship. Allen Iverson was the man, but he don't got a championship. Charles Barkley, but Steve Nash, but, you know. So NBA players get way more scrutiny than any freaking athlete. And same thing with quarterbacks. Like, if you're a great quarterback in the NFL, why wasn't he good enough to carry the team to the Super Bowl and win? Nobody's doing that with female athletes. Ain't nobody going to the WNBA to every single good player in there. Like, why can't she win a championship? You know? And let's stop this, man. Women's sport doesn't even get – no women's sport gets as much attention as males except soccer. It has been broken down, fact, find it and check. Soccer, women's soccer is the only sport that generates more revenue than the male sport. This WNBA doesn't even generate a fraction of what the NBA generates. So this idea that people even are paying attention to them enough to scrutinize them as much as the male athletes is bogus. Fairy tale, imaginary, made up narratives. They don't even have enough eyeballs, you know. And another thing is, you can't blame men for why women's basketball is not popping, because only 10% of women watch the WNBA. Men is more around 20%. So women don't, you got to blame the women for not supporting it. And I know if a man ask a woman out on a date, if we in LA and I ask a chick out on a date and I say, hey, honey, you want to go to the LA Sparks game or do you want to go to the Lakers game? 10 times out of 10, women are picking the LA Lakers game. That's not our fault. Now, if you give them a choice and they pick the Lakers every time. So stop it, Simone Biles. Y'all don't even give enough attention. And what are we talking about, Olympics? We only pay attention to y'all once every 4 years. Every single game, every year, LeBron James is getting scrutinized, criticized. Kevin Durant, all these great players. All these great NFL players. Same thing with baseball. Stop it, man. Women's sport doesn't get nowhere criticized and scrutinized as much as men's sports. And there's nothing sexist about the pay gaps, except maybe in soccer. Because ain't no female sport profiting more than a male sport except soccer. There ain't no female football league is making as much as the NFL. And nobody even paying attention to any female football leagues. There isn't even no professional female football league, period. You got soccer and really basketball, that's it. I don't think there's a professional women's baseball league or softball. And if there is, they're not getting scrutinized or criticized one bit. Not one iota. That is a lie, man. Nobody checking for them. Volleyball, whatever. You know? You know who we are scrutinizing? The men's track team. The men's 4x100 relay team that came in sixth. You know? We ain't scrutinizing the women's soccer team for losing. We're laughing at them. We're laughing at them because they they want to go. They're more worried about this being woke at the Olympics than they are actually competing and winning the gold. They're more worried about, you know, being anti-Americans than competing. So, it ain't about criticizing. Ain't nobody criticizing or scrutinizing when they lose. We're just like, yeah, you get what you deserve. Simone Biles, stop it, man. Stop it. You trying to paint yourself as a victim. You making yourself a victim by quitting, by coming back just to try to make it look like you ain't a quitter, and then putting this false narrative out here that female athletes are criticized and scrutinized and under more pressure than male athletes. It's bogus. Stop it. It's not true. It's fairy tales, imaginary, made up. And that's that. I can't even get more into that. You know what I'm saying? You know. And I don't think there's any more NBA news. There ain't really no big NFL news. I mean, Carson Wentz got hurt, and he's talking about his replacement. You know, I don't know how that's going to pan out. Carson Wentz gets hurt. Talking about bringing back, I guess, Phillip Rivers for 1 year. But, yeah, NFL season should be starting soon. Once that starts, I'll be ramping up my NFL talk. There really ain't too much to talk about, you know. Ain't too much to really talk about. So, yeah, hit that click now, subscribe button. My name is Paul Pickett, host of Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. We're like 43 episodes in. Episode 100, buying a new camera. I already said that, you know, but getting started, you know what I'm saying? Getting it moving, pumping out content. Check me out 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can check out my marketing vlogs on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And Sundays, I pretty much don't put out no content. Sundays is relaxed day and whatnot. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, and TuneIn. I also want to shout out the Dizzle brand. Always got to shout out the Dizzle brand, dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Dizzle brand, cognac, agave tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. Coming soon to a ABC store, club, and bar near you. Check out dizzlebrand.com. Also, if you need online market promotions for your music or your brand, check out promopalace.biz. That's promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, animal lover, or cat lover, check out newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com, newlitter.com. We got a new little apparel on there. We got shirts, hoodies, shoes with different dogs' designs on there. We got cats coming soon. We also got things for actual dogs to wear, like dog bandanas. And we got dog bowls and dog tags and whatnot. Once again, I am your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, otherwise known as Triple P, where I give you nothing but music, sports, and politics. 3 days a week, and I'm gonna start ramping up the music and the politics as I get a lot of new juicy topics coming in and whatnot. You know, thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.